brought to you by Penguin.
Night Bitch by Rachel Yoder. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. For my mom, and for all the moms. Part 1. When she had referred to herself as Night Bitch, she meant it as a good-natured, self-deprecating joke. Because that's the sort of lady she was. A good sport, able to poke fun at herself. Definitely not uptight, not wound really tight, not so freakishly tight that she couldn't see the humor in a light-hearted, not meant as an insult situation. But in the days following this new naming, she found the patch of coarse black hair sprouting from the base of her neck and was like, what the fuck? I think I'm turning into a dog, she said to her husband when he arrived home after a week away for work. He laughed, and she didn't. She had hoped he wouldn't laugh. She had hoped, that week as she lay in bed, wondering if she was turning into a dog, that when she said those words to her husband, he would tip his head to one side and ask for clarification. She had hoped he would take her concerns seriously. But as soon as she said the words, she saw this was impossible. Seriously, she insisted, I have this weird hair on my neck. She lifted her normal hair to show him the black patch. He rubbed it with his fingers and said, yeah, you're definitely a dog. To her credit, she did appear more hirsute than usual. Her unruly hair moved about her head and shoulders like a cloud of wasps. Her brows caterpillared across her forehead with unplucked growth. She had even witnessed two black hairs curling from her chin, and in the right light, in any light at all, to be honest, you could see the 5 o'clock shadow of her mustache as it grew back in after her laser treatments. Had she always had so much hair on her arms? Descending the edge of her jaw from her hairline? And was it normal to have patches of hair on the tops of your feet? And look at my teeth, she said, baring her teeth and pointing to her canines. She was convinced they had grown, and the tips had narrowed to ferocious points that could cut a finger with a mere prick. Why, she had nearly cut hers during her nightly examination in the bathroom. Every night, when her husband was gone and their son was happily playing with trains in his pajamas, she stood at the mirror and pulled her lips back from her teeth, turned her head from side to side, then tilted her head back and looked at her teeth from that bottom-up angle, searched the internet on her phone for pictures of canines to which she might compare her own, tapped her teeth with her fingernails, told herself she was being silly, then searched humans with dog teeth on her phone, searched do humans and dogs share a common ancestor, searched human-animal hybrid and recessive animal genes in humans and research human-animal genes legacy, searched werewolves, searched real werewolves in history, searched, somewhat inexplicably, witches, searched, somewhat relatedly, hysteria, 19th century. And then, since she wanted to, searched rest cures and the yellow wallpaper, and she reread the yellow wallpaper, which she had once read in college, then stared blankly for a while at nothing in particular while sitting on the toilet, then stopped searching altogether. Touch it, she insisted, pointing to her tooth. Her husband reached out and prodded the tip of her canine with his pointer finger. Ow, he said, pulling his hand back and cradling it close to his body. Just kidding, he said as he held up an unscathed finger and waggled it at her face. Your tooth looks the same to me. You always think something's wrong with you, he said pleasantly. Her husband was an engineer. He specialized in quality control. What precisely this
sample complete. Ready to continue?